All right, update on the injury report. Brandon Marshall, foot was limited today. David Bruton, concussion. He was cleared with the protocol. He was full. Same with Orlando Franklin. Everybody else was full. I don't think I need to go through every single guy. Any questions?
Coach, I heard you give a radio interview. You were talking about the mindset of this team having to be like the San Antonio Spurs over the last couple of seasons. Have you talked to the team about this? Do you see that same kind of mindset in these players?
Well, I think I wouldn't say it's the same, but I think there's some parallels, you know, in that they had a very disappointing loss, much like we did in the Super Bowl, and then they were able to come back and win their world championship. So it's something that we've talked to the team about. I have a great respect for Coach Popovich and their organization and what they accomplished. So I think it's kind of unique and something we'd like to emulate. It was great. It was great. Great to be outside. We had a little bit of conditions today. You know, we'll see what the conditions will be Sunday, but, you know, you never know. And I thought it was good work for us.
Coach, can a bye week, the fact that you guys are getting healthy, can that really go a long way to energizing the team?
You know, always, you know, time will tell. You know, it's, I don't know if there is a perfect scenario. You know, I think it's what you make it. And, we're doing our best to prepare to make it what we want it to be.
John, a lot of us are saying what we see from Peyton. What are you seeing from Peyton when he throws the ball? How's it coming out and handle that?
You know, again, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. He's, you know, statistically in the top three this year. So, you know, I think that kind of his performance kind of speaks for itself.
What are you ignoring? Or you're, the last 5 or 6 weeks, he's not been that guy. Could be a question.
Well, I mean, everybody's got opinions. You know, I don't see it that way.
Coach, can you talk about perhaps the overall adjustments of this team, the difference of your team this year right now compared to last year? Maybe staying on the San Antonio theme, they adjusted with passing. Is the defense different this year? Is it a running game more different? You know what I mean?
Well, the team changes all the time. I mean, it changes every year. You know, no two teams, no two players are the same. You've got different people. So, you know, I like this team. I like where we're at. And, you know, we've got a great opportunity. We just need to make the most of it.
Is it more prepared for different scenarios, different game scenarios?
Well, I mean, I like to think, you know, that's what we do for a living. You know, we try to prepare guys for scenarios. And, you know, in football, you adjust, whether it's in-game, game-to-game, or, you know, I like to think we've done that all along.
Coach, you talk about practicing outside versus in, first of all, and then putting on the pads today for the first time in a while, hasn't it?
I think I answered that already, Mike, but I'll give it to you again. Yeah. Did you just show up or what?
I was like,
just zoned out on you.
Oh, okay.
As usual. I'm going to go through the list again.
Both of them, did you answer?
Yes, I did, actually. Actually,
yeah. Anybody take for you later?
I
want to write your article for you?
We'll talk later, Mike.
Can you talk about the challenges that Andrew Luck presents?
Well, I mean, he's a tremendous young quarterback. Yeah, you know, he's accomplished as much as I think as any young quarterback ever has. He's got good strength. He's got good size. He can make all the throws, and he's got great intangibles. We had him in the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago. He's a fine young man to be around, and so doesn't shock me that he's had the success he has, and it'll be a great challenge for us.